Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend.
Good evening, everybody. Matt Bubala here with you on the download. Justin Kaufman taking the night off tonight. I'm happy to be with you until 11 p.m. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on the Magnificent Mile in the historic Tribune Tower. Joining us in studio right now is Mark Johnson. He is the state director, and Katie Rose, the development director for Best Buddies. Hey, Mark and Katie, how are you guys?
Hello. Good, Matt. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for being here. Tell us what Best Buddies is, Mark.
It's a 501c3 organization, and our goal is to create a global volunteer movement. And we do that through three things. We work on one-on-one friendships. We work on integrated employment. And we work on leadership development, and it's all geared towards individuals with intellectual or developmental disabilities.
So those would be kids with Down syndrome, with autism?
Yeah.
Are those the two basic ones? Asperger's? Yep. Or there's mm-hmm. a whole, I imagine, a lot of different issues that fall into, or disabilities that fall into that realm?
Mm-hmm.
And when you say create one-on-one friendships, what does that mean?
So we go to our local schools. We'll go to middle schools. We'll go to high schools. We'll go to colleges. And we'll set up programs in those schools to pair individuals. We call them peers and peer buddies. And we pair individuals from the schools with our buddies, with individuals with intellectual or developmental disabilities, and they form a one-on-one friendship. And it's just like any other friendship. So we ask the two individuals that we pair to call each other, to go to a movie, to go to a game, and just share what just what any other friendship would be like. And individuals with intellectual or developmental disabilities often have a hard time in terms of because of their disabilities, people view them as different, mm-hmm. and they often have a hard time establishing a friendship circle.
Sure.
And what we do is establish or help establish that friendship circle.
So this is mostly kids that are younger or adults, or what's the age range?
Yeah, so we start in middle school, and then we have programs through college for our school age programs, and then we also have an adult friendship program. So okay. Once you're over 22 and out of school, we still provide that opportunity.
And I imagine that's a big time, too, that once you're an adult out in the world, and especially if they're able to live on their own and work on their own to develop that circle of friends, right?
Right. Oftentimes, people with disabilities are very isolated from their peers, so this gives them some social opportunity and kind of bridges that gap.
Yeah. So. Katie, you've got a big walk coming up, the Best Buddies Friendship Walk here at Brookfield Zoo on May 6th at 9 a.m. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, so the Friendship Walk, this is our sixth annual Friendship Walk. It's just a great opportunity to support Best Buddies. We're expecting over 2,000 people to come out and support. So it is a free walk at the zoo, free admission, free parking, but it's also a fundraiser for Best Buddies and a great opportunity, if you aren't aware of what Best Buddies is, to come out and see our program and mission in action.
Can people that are just generally, you know, interested in this that come to the walk, can they get involved in Best Buddies, or is it only select schools and groups of people that you target?
Yeah, so for our school programs, we really only have the opportunity for people in the schools that have our program already to be involved. But if you're ever interested in learning about opening up a chapter or becoming involved in our adult programs, there's plenty of opportunities for that.
How do schools get involved? How do they become part of this project?
So either teachers or parents will reach out to us, you know, letting us know there's a need for our program, or sometimes we're able to reach out to schools and start chapters that way.
If there's educators or teachers, somebody from a school that said, boy, that would be interesting, we should explore that, mm-hmm. how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they can call our office or go online to bestbuddies.org/Illinois and just reach out to us, and we can let them know the process of opening a chapter.
Excellent. So Illinois, so this is Best Buddies is a national program?
It's actually international.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're in 50 countries, so all over the world, and it's a program that really people can continue to be involved in their entire life, since we do have adult programs and jobs programs. So there is really a fit for anybody to be involved in our organization.
How long has Best Buddies been around?
Since 1989.
1989.
Yeah, that's when the organization was started. And what we find is that people, a lot of people aren't aware of our organization. And when you look at how, you know, the impact just in Illinois, we're in 87 schools. We've got 8,000 individuals in our program. We've got over 1,800 friendships that are established. And another piece of what we do is we find integrated employment for individuals with disabilities in the workforce. And we place 35 people in jobs around the Chicagoland area. In anywhere from law firms manufacturing firms to engineering firms to places like Jewel Oskel or Culver's. So we also provide employment and employment coaching to find individuals jobs.
Well, I imagine after the outside of the friendships, that's got to be the biggest issue as people age and become adults and get out of school, that finding the right job that'll work with, you know, their abilities.
There is an 84% unemployment rate for individuals with intellectual or developmental disabilities. And it's not because they don't want to work. It's just because they don't have the tools to be successful or find that employment. And we provide those tools. We'll help write resumes. We'll help with interviewing skills. We'll actually take people on the bus to teach them how to go to work. And then we'll sit with them on a job and make sure that they understand the tasks that they're supposed to do and work with them from the time they start until the time they end employment, whether that employment is 6 years from now. We continue to support that individual through our program.
I imagine, I'm speaking out of turn here, but you tell me if I'm wrong, that that's another way that people could get involved. You must need lots of volunteers to help do things like help write resumes and the career coaching and all sorts of things like that.
And we need companies. We need companies to actually employ them. So we've got a queue right now. We've got, I think, there's 13 or 14 people in our queue, and we're looking for companies to place them in. Mm-hmm. So if any companies are out there listening and say this would be a good idea, and it really changes the entire dynamic of the work environment. It is so positive having these individuals in that workforce.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful experience for everybody that's involved. So we are looking for companies to actually place individuals in.
One of the other really cool things you guys do is, like, you have upcoming in April is a prom, a best buddies prom. What happens at that? Katie?
Yeah, so that goes back to our school program. So every year, Walter Payton High School hosts an annual prom. So we're expecting about 300 students to come out this year. It's just a great opportunity for them to experience prom. There's a DJ, there's food, so they really get to get dressed up and, you know, have that high school experience that every student deserves to have.
That's really cool. The Best Buddies Friendship Walk happening May 6th at Brookfield Zoo. It's at 9 a.m. It's completely free. As I said, free parking, free entry. You get to walk around the zoo as well. But if you want to raise some money, if you raise $50, you get a t-shirt. You can certainly raise some money for the cause. Go to bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org/Chicago to register for that. And it's free to everybody, as I said. And if you wanted to just donate some money, what website would you go to for that?
The bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org/Chicago.
You can just donate money there too? You don't even have to walk.
Yes.
So you've got that there. Mark Johnson, the state director. Katie Rose, development director for Best Buddies. bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org/Chicago to find out more information. They're from the Illinois chapter of Best Buddies. And, you know, you mentioned, Mark, that we're looking for companies to, you know, have employment opportunities for these people. I imagine if a company just wanted to throw some sponsorship dollars and help you guys out that way, that would be welcome too.
That exactly. We've got sponsor packages for our walk. We've got a gala that's going to be coming up in November. We're also looking for companies to sponsor us to help our organization.
And I would think that would be great PR for any company to do something like that.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any, it can't come to mind right now, Mark, any company here in Chicago that maybe could really use a good shot of PR. If I think of one, though, I'm going to let you know.
Okay.
It's just not coming to me right now. Who would? Well, I'm sure we'll think of it. We'll do it after.
Maybe
the
on your next segment.
Maybe on the next segment, which happens to be a crisis communications expert. I can't remember what we're talking about. BestBuddiesFriendshipWalk.org. Go on to the website /Chicago. BestBuddiesFriendshipWalk.org/Chicago. Find out more information. Mark Johnson, Katie Rose, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Matt Bubala with you, 720 WGN.